after 6 o'clock in Big Jim's house here, and a lot of people wonder what happened with the Detroit Youth Choir on America's Got Talent. Here you go.
The next act going into the finals is Detroit Youth Choir!
The city of Detroit loves you, and thank you, judges. We love you. We love you, America.
How cool is that?
I'm so excited. So next Tuesday and Wednesday, it'll be a two-night season finale.
Okay.
8 o'clock.
Yeah. So wait a minute. They perform once, though.
Yes.
So they'll perform next Tuesday, and then next Wednesday is the results. And what is the, I sound silly for saying this. What does the winner get?
$1 million.
Does that go to the kids or to the school?
Well, it's not really a school. It's a program.
So okay, does it go to the program or the kids?
I think it would go to the program so they can keep it going.
Makes sense. Although, after this level of exposure and all the stuff they're going to be doing between the Thanksgiving parade and the Lions Home Opener on Sunday, I don't think they're going to have trouble getting sponsors. At least have a pizza party for the kids or something.
Well, there's 10 finalists, and I'll tell you what. Like, I normally don't watch this show, but this season is incredible.
Did you just go John Gruden on us a little bit there? I'll tell you what, man. These kids were up there singing, man. I'll tell you what.
No, there's some really, really incredible talent this season.
Here's Terry Crews. He was on his Twitter last night afterwards.
I'm so happy my people made it through. DYC in the house. Oh, my God. This is absolutely incredible. Listen, what can I say? My golden buzzer's all the way. Let's go. Go, Detroit.
There you go. Love him.
We still have their performances posted as well. If you want to watch their performance from Monday night, just text the keyword or Tuesday night, rather.
Yeah.
Text the keyword choir to 248-398-9279. We'll send it back to you so you can see it for yourself.
I'll tell you what, man. Those guys get out there, man. They start singing. It's just,
I tell you what, man.
I'll tell you what, man. I got goosebumps, man.
Now, are they going to win? You've been watching the show. Are they going to win? There's some little kid that you were talking about. My wife's been talking about, too.
Yeah, there's Voices of Service, which they're mind-blowing. They are all they're veterans, and they sing to help with veteran suicide. They're amazing too. There's a couple acts that I'm just like, wow.
So come on, you gotta pick an onion. Are they gonna win?
It's gonna be tough. They have a shot.
No, don't do that. Don't PC me. Are they gonna win? Yes or no? Watch the show.
I want them to. I will say that.
God, you're PCing me this morning. You gotta say yes or no. Are they gonna win?
Probably not.
See, that's what it's killing you to admit that, right?
It is, because I want them to win so bad, but season is just,
it's cool. All right. Well, and we're also proud of them. The whole city's really behind these guys. Again, if you want to see the videos of their previous performances, check it out. Once again, the keyword is
choir.
Cool. All right. What's coming up in sports?
Rain out for the Tigers, horse doping, and take that, Ohio State.
There's always room in Big Jim's house.
Inconceivable.
Call or text 248-398-W.
CSX, Big Jim's house, 6:15. It's Thursday morning, and that means it's time for Battle of the Burbs. A fun little trivia game. We'll ask you three questions. All you got to do is get two out of three. They're easy. You can do this. You can do this. Grab a cup of coffee. We need three players this morning.
We need someone to represent the east side, someone to represent the west side, and someone to represent downriver. And you are competing for a Big Jim's house prize pack, which includes a limited edition Women's State of Seeker shirt, a Big Jim's House coffee mug, a Boulevard sticker, and a hat. So 248-398-9279. That's 248-398-WCSX.
Downriver has been killing it the past couple weeks. They start off really slow, and I don't know what's going on, but they have been uber competitive the past couple weeks here. So 248-398-9279. We always get people saying,
you never play Battle of the Burbs early in the morning.
We're playing it early in the morning.
Here we go. All right. Oh, by the way, those State of Seeker shirts, you only got 24 hours to buy one. We got to shut that store down tomorrow. Heads up.
You should have seen by the look in my eyes, baby.
East side, west side, down river. It's time for the Battle of the Burbs in Big Jim's house.
Players on the horn. Y'all ready to go?
Yes, ready.
All right, we got Chris representing the east side.
Yes, ready.
Bob, the west side. Kim, downriver. Chris, if you know the answer, you will yell out east. Bob, you will yell out west. Kim, you will yell out down. Do not answer until you're called upon, and make sure you're extra loud so everyone can hear you, okay?
Okay.
Yes, ready.
All right, here we go. Question number one. As of today, there are veggie options for your Crunch Wrap or Quesarito at
West.
Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah.
A vegetarian version of a Crunch Wrap?
Yeah, their veggie menu's out today.
Okay. All right.
I won't be partaking, but...
That's what I was going to say. I'm like, the category is things Aaron will never do for 100. All right. Question number two. 29 years ago in 1990, Christine McVie and Stevie Nicks both announced they would...
West!
Bob for the win.
Fleetwood Mac.
There it is. Westside, change your name to Hot Butter Baby because you're on a roll. Woo!
That was lame, but still. Chris, Kim, thanks so much for playing. Bob, we need to get a Westside.
Have a good day.
Westside!
Way to go, Westside.
Yes!
All right. Today's winners in the Battle of the Burbs. Heard only in Big Jim's house on 94.7 WCSX.
At Flagstar Bank, we know quality doesn't come from taking shortcuts. That's why Flagstar bankers work with you and take the time to get to know your goals. At Flagstar, we understand that listening to your needs goes into crafting something truly special. Your success. It may not be the easy solution, but at Flagstar,
CSX Big Jim's house, 648, coming up in 20 minutes. Is that a lizard in your backpack, or are you just happy to see me? We'll explain.
You can't throw a tease out like that and just move on.
I just did. We'll do that around 7:10.
Awkward. Okay. Awkward.
Got your attention, though.
It did.
Okay. This happened in an Oklahoma football game. Listen closely. Cool. They have a horse at an Oklahoma game. No.
It's not a horse.
It's a girl. She is forever known as Horse Girl.
And it's not Sarah Jessica Parker.
Wow. Low-hanging fruit, but it was a good shot. This is a pretty attractive young lady who stands up at the Oklahoma football game and just... Now you understand why the key word is...
Horse.
And the guy who filmed her is not standing right next to her. He's in the next section. That's how loud she is.
Panning the crowd to see the crowd and runs into her.
That is not edited, nothing. That is the noise she makes at the football game.
The best part about this whole video is a reaction from two dudes who are sitting close by her. That is worth watching the video.
Okay, you're at a game with someone, you're dating someone. Ryan, you're the single guy. Well, you guys are both now in this. So you're with someone. Okay, Aaron, you're with a guy, and he makes that noise when you're at like a Lions game. Is that a deal breaker?
Hell yeah.
Wow!
I'd be like, hey, I'm going for a beer and just not come back.
So, Ryan, you're sitting next to her and...
Yeah! High five! Good
See,
job!
I knew it. I didn't think you'd act that way, but I knew he'd be all into this.
No, the only time that's acceptable is if you're at a rodeo.
Oh, okay. I wasn't... Hey, it's 7 o'clock. Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron V. Producer Ryan, Angie this morning. All right, coming up in 10 minutes. Is that a lizard in your backpack, or are you just happy to see me? Mom and Dad, relax. It'll all make sense in 10 minutes. We promise, okay? Today is a big day in classic rock because it's our favorite drummer, Neil Peart or Peart. I've heard it too. Neil Peart.
I would say Neil Peart.
How old is he today?
66.
So someone busted out the drum solo from Tom Sawyer. Well, Tom Sawyer, part of... the drums. Check this out. Wait for it. Here we go. Alright, real quick, I remember once going to see Rush for Distant Early Warning was the tour. And I spent the better part of a half hour just watching him drum with that 360 set around him, completely oblivious to what was going on around me. Just magical, man. You're shaking your head.
Oh, I'm just in awe. He's just incredible.
greatest living drummer?
I would say yes. Oh, by the way, you know he's kind of been a recluse since 2015?
Riding his motorcycle all over the world, yes.
Yeah, but somebody saw him in, like, a ridiculous Porsche the other day. And then Geddy Lee comes out and says that he's working on a book. Neil Peart is writing a book.
I would pay to read that. I want to find out what happened with him. Yeah, that's cool. Hey, good morning. 94.7 WCSX, Big Jim's House. 710, Big Jim, Aaron V, Bruce Ryan, Angie this morning. What did you or your kids take to school that they weren't supposed to? 248-398-9279. The reason we're talking about this, was this like first week of school in Florida this kid did this?
This is fantastic. So this kid brought his pet Django to school in his backpack because he didn't want it to be lonely at home. That's what he told school officials. Django is a bearded dragon.
It's a beautiful lizard. It's a beautiful lizard. And he says, sweet, how old is this kid?
He's like 6 or 7.
He didn't know any better. He just figured he didn't want to leave his pet at home. I totally get this. So we've got pictures of it if you want to see what went down with this poor kid. 248-398-9279. The keyword, of course, is
pet.
Coming up in 10 minutes, what did Aaron take to school?
Oh, I got in trouble.
You did get in trouble for this one?
Oh, yeah.
Like a lot of trouble? Like to the principal office trouble?
There was a phone call home to mom and dad and a note and... Yeah.
Let me ask a question.
Okay.
Growing up in Mount Clemens, was your home number on speed dial in the principal's office?
Between myself and my...
Hey, welcome to Big Jim's House, 721. Coming up in less than 10 minutes here, Michigan Renaissance Festival tickets. Tickets at 30. Okay, we're talking about this kid who took a very specific pet that you're not allowed to take to school. To school. If you want to see what he took, we'll text it to you. The keyword is...
Pet. Poor Django.
But Aaron brought this up when we were talking in the studio yesterday. Growing up as a kid, what did you take to school? Or even your kids? What did you take to school where you got a call about? So you actually got called. They had to call your parents because you did what?
I took, so my brother went through Super Ninja Stage.
Young men do, yes.
Remember when Karate Kid came out and then all the kids were signing up for karate and they had nunchucks and everything?
Yeah.
Yeah, I took my brother's nunchucks and his Chinese stars to school.
Whoa!
For show and tell.
You can't take Chinese stars to school?
Especially when you throw them and stick them in the map on the wall.
During class?
During class.
Aaron.
I was in like second grade.
We were like that. Wow. You were throwing... Wait a minute. So you're 7 years old and you're throwing Chinese stars around class in Mount Clemens.
Before show and tell even happened.
It wasn't show and tell. It was show and duck. You were... Seriously.
So,
you were throwing Chinese stars.
So they were confiscated.
You think?
Yes.
And you get the call.
Yep.
Now, you said because of your brothers, though. Is there a point where your parents just kind of showed up when they went to pick him up? Come on. Like, did you have to go home for the day or they just had to... confiscate the things?
No, I think they took them away and I got a note sent home for that one. I think I got like 3 or 4 notes a week about various things. You know how they pin them to you?
Yes. If you fell over eventually, there were so many notes on you. You looked like Robin Williams in that movie where he lived in Central Park. You just had paper all over you. You threw Chinese stars, Aaron. You can't do that.
Well, when you're in second grade, you think it's a great idea.
Okay. Well, if you want to top that, go for it. 248-398-9279. You seriously threw Chinese stars?
Oh, yeah.
See, mine's lame. I'm not even going to offer it.
It's not lame.
I was 10 years old and Destroyer came out by Kiss, and it was the coolest album cover I'd ever seen. So I took it to school with me. And my teacher saw the album cover with the flames and Gene Simmons and all that and took it from me and made me take it to the office. And I had to get it at the end of the day. And I was horrified. I was getting in trouble with my grandma. I cried most of the day.
Aww.
Isn't that sad?
10 years old with Destroyer and you're making fun of me.
Yeah, I know. If I'd have cried in Aaron's class, you'd have thrown a Chinese star at me.
There's always room in Big Jim's house.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Call or text 248-398-WC.
CSX Big Jim's house, 737. Maria in Fenton, congratulations. Michigan Renaissance Festival tickets. We'll do that again. 8:30 and 9:30. Tickets at 30. So we're learning a little bit about Aaron this morning. This kid takes an animal to school in Florida. If you want to see what they took, we'll text you the whole story so you can see it and the photos. 248-398-9279. The keyword, of course, is...
pet.
So we're just sitting here in the studio talking about things that we took to school when we were kids, or maybe your kids did, and we'd love to hear from you as well. Aaron got in trouble for taking what school?
Oh, I went full on ninja and took my brother's nunchucks and Chinese stars to class for show and tell, but I didn't make it to show and tell because I was showing how to stick them into the wall at school, so they were confiscated. And
so where were you? Were you sitting at your desk when you threw Chinese stars across the classroom in Mount Clemens?
No, I think we were all kind of just standing around, and I was like, watch this. Wham!
Good Lord.
But I was also that kid that had to sit next to the teacher for like the first 8 years of my life because I was a distraction to other students.
So you're the one when they found out they had you, the teacher get that twitch in their right eye?
Yeah.
Okay. I got nothing. I took Destroyer when I was 10 to school and it was confiscated. The album. Yeah. The Kiss album. You know the one. 248-398-9279. Jay in Rochester. Hey, bud.
Hey, morning.
So are you calling about things that kids took to school that they weren't supposed to?
Yeah, I started laughing because it sounded like my life story. Same thing. 10 years old, took Kiss Destroyer to school. Teacher took it away from me. Got it to the principal's office. Got it at the end of the day.
I'm telling you, it's... teachers were freaked out. Remember? Do you remember that album cover, though?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
like
man.
Fire and Brimstone.
Yeah, they're on there. Gene's doing, like, the DeHorn thing. He's got his tongue hanging out. Absolutely. All right. So, and then were you up? You didn't cry all day like I did, like a big baby, right?
No, no. No crying over here. Sorry. Sorry. Can't say the same.
Thanks for the support, Jay. This somewhere somebody said, yeah, Taylor Swift writes songs about her exes. Fleetwood Mac not only wrote songs about their exes, but made them play lead guitar on it.
Yeah, it was Stevie Nicks. Somebody tagged me in that on Facebook.
That's greatness. That's next level. 7:53. Big Jim's house. Big Jim. Aaron V looking very nice today.
Thank you.
All dressed up. Producer Ryan, Angie here. So we're talking about things you took to school. The story about his kid. He took an animal to school in Florida. If you want to see what he took, we'll send you the photos and the whole story. 248-398-9279. The keyword, of course, is...
pet. I still feel bad for Django, though. That was the pet's name.
It doesn't... does it look happy or just kind of like, what the hell's going on?
Well, it looks happy now that it's not jammed in a backpack.
Yes. Yeah. So you can check that out again. We'll send it to you. But we've been talking about things like you took Chinese stars and nunchucks to school.
For show and tell, that ended very poorly.
I took the Kiss Destroyer album when I was 10, and it was taken away from me by a grumpy teacher, Miss McDonald. Other folks calling in, though, or texting?
Oh, my gosh. So this friend of mine, Stacey, she's a teacher. She teaches second grade, and she was all about this. She said, a student once brought me a gift of artificial flowers that had blown off a grave at the cemetery near the school.
Oh, come on.
Then another student brought in some baby kittens in a backpack that were near the bus stop because he was concerned for their safety.
Well, that's sweet, I guess.
And then here's my personal favorite. This one came in on social media. My aunt was a teacher on an army base, and one of her students brought in an unexploded grenade, pinpulled and everything. School was evacuated. Bomb squad had to come in.
Come on. All right. I think that is our leader in the clubhouse right now. Debbie on line two. Go ahead, Debbie.
Okay, so a little background. I work at a school, and one of my duties in the morning was breakfast duty. And I had a child come up to me and tell me, hey, so-and-so has a frog in his pocket. So I went up and asked him, and sure enough, he pulls out this frog as he's standing in the line for breakfast. I'm like, you can't have that frog at school. I'm like, where did you get it? He's like, I found it on the way to school. I'm like, you have to take it back outside. I'm like, you can't take it in the lunch line for breakfast.
Good Lord.
There's always room in Big Jim's house.
I haven't even finished breakfast and that boy ain't right.
Call or text 248-398.
CSX Big Jim's house. It's time tomorrow morning. Tickets for the opening game of a certain Detroit football team on Sunday. Okay. You got it? We can't say their name, but we do have tickets.
Foosball.
Right. Go out there and play the foosball. All right. I wanted to bring you both you guys in here. I get Aaron and producer Ryan. It's about relationships. This is a test. Not your normal relationship test. Something that an amusement park is doing.
Okay.
Six Flags America, Washington, D.C. They're celebrating Halloween. Cool. Six Flags, 30-hour couple coffin challenge. Couples climb into a coffin and spend 30 hours together. No smartphones, no smartwatch, no headphones, no earbuds. The winning couple gets $600, two season passes to the park, and a Fright Fest prize package, which I would include in a t-shirt and a hat. They'll be exposed to fog, dramatic lighting, flash photography, and extreme weather conditions. 30 hours. Could you two do it together?
Hell no.
How long could you last in the coffin with Ryan?
Oh, Aaron and I? Oh, no you way. Too. 30 seconds as soon as the lid closes. All right, let me up.
You wouldn't have to. I would just choke him, and then I would win the challenge because I can be by myself for 30 hours.
It's a couple's challenge. It's in the title, Aaron.
It's not, just an easier way for her to bury
me. A dead person for 30 hours. That's like the creepiest. No, you can't kill the guy and then just stay there for 30 hours going, I win!
I'll just take a nap.
With the dead person next to you?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, I know him, so it'd be fine.
Then I get two prize packs. I've got to split the money.
Exactly. I'd get the $600 all to myself. I'd have an extra ticket so I can take someone I actually want to take with me to the theme park.
I just brought this up to hear how these two would react. CSX Big Jim's House 823. Good morning, Big Jim, Aaron V, Bruce, Ryan, Angie. And this time yesterday, we were talking about the story out of France. Engineer goes on a business trip to a conference 6 years ago. While he's there, he hooks up with a woman, not his wife. They wind up in his hotel room. They have relations. He dies of a heart attack during the relations. 6 years later, and all these court fees, his wife is now calling it a workplace accident. Because he was there for a conference, and she's getting 80% of his salary. So we started talking about how weird this was, and then all of a sudden, having somebody like, maybe this was not a one-time thing, maybe it was something else. What was it the guy from the railroad called this when you have family?
He said he worked for the railroad, and he knew guys that had families at both ends of the line. So a family here in the D and then a family somewhere wherever the train stops.
Right. We had a lady call yesterday talking about how her grandfather had a whole other family that nobody even knew about down in Ohio.
That's crazy.
This story gets weirder. Hold on. Is that him? He's pounding down. Is this you?
Good morning, Big Jim. This is Trucker Jim. How you doing today?
Trucker Jim!
Hey, what's going on, man?
Where are you, man?
Bay City, Michigan. Delivering a load of beer.
So you're calling about the having somebody at both ends of the line kind of thing?
No, actually, I'm talking about back in the 90s, there was a team, a male and female team. They were both single. They were delivering a load out in Iowa. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning, and they decided to get it on while he was sitting in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
And they apparently had been sitting on a set of railroad tracks. The truck got hit by the train. They were both injured, and they both collected workers' comp because they said that because he was in the driver's seat, he was on duty.
Come on. Are you serious?
No, it was in the Trucker News. This was back in about the mid-90s.
All right. Well, good for them. Right. It's a hell of a way to get hurt. Yep. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, you guys have a great day, though.
There's always room in Big Jim's house.
I want to spend a little more time trying to do something with yourself and a little less time trying to impress
people. Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
Hey, Detroit, I'm in the mood for some views.
Come on and clap your hands. Get on your feet and dance.
CSX Big Jim's house, 841. Just so you know, we have interesting conversations here in the studio. About 90% of them we could never air. Never.
You think?
We couldn't even put them on a podcast here at the station. We get in trouble. But we talked back and forth with producer Ryan, who's in his room. So when you call, you get hold of Ryan. He's in a room next to us. We can see through a window. So Ryan buzzes in. And what was your question again?
I want to know, with the Monday through Sunday pill bottles that you fill up each day, when do you actually refill them? Do you refill them on Sunday, but you haven't taken Sundays? Or do you wait till Monday and then refill the whole week? How do you do it?
So my response was, you refill it when it's empty. So if you start on a Thursday, you can refill it on a Thursday, Friday.
Well, I get that, but do you wait the whole week? Or do you, like, if I take my pills Thursday, do I right away put more into the Thursday pack?
Okay, at this point of the conversation, Aaron is giving the dog leaning to one side look to Ryan, like, what the hell's wrong with you? It's a goofy question.
Oh, I know that.
Okay.
I'm just curious about it.
248-398-9279 if you have an answer for Ryan. What was it you were telling about somebody asking for directions to a shopping center?
There's a shopping center at 12 and Hoover. It's called 12 and Hoover. And they go, where's 12 and Hoover? I go, 12 and Hoover. I was like, really?
And you know when you can go there, Ryan? You can go there on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or Friday or Saturday or Sunday. So your question to us was, if you have one of those pillboxes that says Monday through Sunday, do you have to change it on Sunday?
Yeah, when do you? I just don't know when you refill it. I'm going to end up never refilling mine because I'm just not sure.
Excuse me for just a second.
Just to set the picture, Jim is smacking his head right now. Ugh. Ryan, I love you. You're so sweet.
CSX Big Jim's House 851. Triple Shot Thursday getting underway in a minute. We still got more tickets at 30. And then we'll tell you about Horse Girl at 920. I see people texting in all morning for Horse Girl. We'll explain.
And we're not talking about Sarah Jessica Parker.
Man,
I have issues.
Wow.
I have issues.
You
with her.
Really do.
She ruined in the city for me. Like, just that's a whole nother conversation.
Okay. We're talking about now is restaurants. Maybe the one thing that you ruin a restaurant, not ruin the restaurant, the experience, the most unacceptable thing to wear at a nice restaurant, which, by the way, was a whole side conversation we were having in the studio. What is the nicest restaurant in Detroit right now? None of us are really like what you'd call five-star diners.
Yeah. Well,
right? Is that fair? I mean, we love dining.
That's not fair.
What do you mean?
That's like, I like to go to nice restaurants and wear pretty clothes. Doesn't mean I can afford it, but I still like to go.
Why did you suddenly start talking with a lisp all of a sudden? I like
because,
to go to nice places. Listen to my pretty clothes.
Exactly.
So what's the best restaurant in Detroit?
Well,
the most fancy.
My top three, Iridescence would be one.
Yes.
I would say London Chop House would be one.
See, I'd go right there. That's the one. London Chop House is pretty over the top.
And that's just the one I say because that's the only one I know.
And there's a Taco Bell in Berkeley that
and
is
roast.
Epic.
Roast, too.
Mr. Simon's restaurant. Anyway, so the most unacceptable thing to wear in a nice restaurant is?
Flip-flops.
Yeah. Number one, flip-flop. We got the whole list posted, by the way, if you want to see it.
I just ruined everything.
248-3989. That's okay.
It's you, know why, you say that? Because why? There's a restaurant that I like to eat at Partridge Creek. That's a little upscale, and sure enough, I'm sitting there in my nice outfit, eating my food, and here comes Mr. Flip-Flop guy with his golf shorts. I'm like, seriously?
By the way, the keyword is list, if you want to see the whole list, the things you can wear. And by the way, I just want to point something out. I'm the oldest person on the show, and you two sound like the curmudgeons this morning. You're complaining about flip-flops, and he's asking about pills.
Well, I got a bone to pick with this thing, though.
Why?
I just ran into an example I thought of that happened to me. We went to a nice restaurant with my buddies. They were wearing dress shoes. The guy wouldn't let me in because I was wearing Nikes. My Nikes cost three times more than those dress shoes that kid's wearing. So why don't I get let in?
Because they're tennis shoes.
They're fancy, expensive tennis shoes that cost more than people's wardrobes in the place.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Yeah, people need to put that in consideration.
Our 28-year-old in the past 20 minutes asked about Pilt and just made references to shoes those kids wear. What the hell's going on with you?
Those damn kids.
Those kids wearing their Reeboks.
There's dress codes for a reason, just saying.
I wear flip-flops everywhere, so.
The one thing I don't want to see? Yoga pants at a fancy restaurant.
Amen.
I'm just saying, ladies, you love to wear them. Good on
no.
you. I don't when I'm sitting at a steakhouse, which is very rare. I want to enjoy the meal. I don't need to look at yoga pants.
I'm with you. It's hard to eat then.
No, when we took Riley out, my one daughter Riley out for her birthday, it was a nice restaurant, and girl came in there with pajama pants.
It's a good look, though.
You know, with SpongeBob on there.
Number seven on the list for Aaron is Sarah Jessica Parker.
There's always room in Big Jim's house.
Yeah, it's a freak fest over here. All right.
Call or text 248-398-W.
Trip Shot Thursday, of course. Tickets 30 coming up next for the Michigan Renaissance Festival. But this person. It's not a horse. It's an Oklahoma football game. And there's a woman who's standing there making horse noises. She's affectionately known as
Horse Girl.
Horse Girl. Now, if you want to see Horse Girl, the keyword is
horse, of course.
All morning, we've been getting text messages. People just want to see more and more about Horse Girl.
What's great about this video, though, is watch the reaction of the two guys that are sitting by where she's at. Because somebody is filming this from, like, across the aisle at the stadium.
And you know this isn't the first time she's done this. But
no.
If they're enough to film her, she's doing this probably during the whole game.
I'm going to go ahead and say probably.
Horse Girl. Would you want to sit next to Horse Girl during a game?
No.
I don't know. Again, the Horse Girl, we can verify one thing that Aaron pointed out earlier. It is not
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah, not that. Yeah, but if you do, this is not a horse. This is a girl.
Can you even make that noise? I can't make that
try
noise.
Try it.
No.
What do you mean get?
I don't want you to start calling me horse girl.
She was drinking beer in the parking lot, though. You know what she was drinking it from?
What?
A pony keg.
You're damn right.
You're damn right.
You've been waiting for that all morning, haven't you?
Absolutely. CSX, Big Jim's House, Triple Shot Thursday. Wrapping up the show here. We'll be back tomorrow morning. 8:10 tomorrow morning. Tickets for Sunday's football game at a local stadium with a team that is from the Detroit area.
The foosball.
Get down there. So we'll do that at 8:10. Also Battle of the Burbs. And we'll get to the Speedo Cop. We'll explain tomorrow morning. But I wanted to touch on this one. The Wendy's breakfast menu thing that they're doing. They're talking about they're going to hire like 20,000 new people for these Wendy's, which is great. They're going to have people working in the mornings now. They're going to do the breakfast and all the good stuff.
Okay.
The one item, though, Frosty Chino.
What is that?
The drink will mix cold brew coffee with a chocolate or vanilla Frosty.
Ooh.
Right? I'm sitting there going, that's gross. And then you start thinking about it going, no.
Actually, that sounds really good.
That's like magical goodness. And the good thing is, zero calories.
Yeah, okay. It's probably like 5 million. Ooh. It's weird because it's so competitive right now in the fast food world. Like, you have all the different chains that are putting out, like, meat-free stuff. And then, of course, today, Taco Bell, too, rolled out their vegetarian menu.
They did. They did. Again, as we mentioned earlier, that falls under the category. Aaron, yeah, not so much. You haven't tried an Impossible Burger, have you?
I will not.
Not bad.
I will not.
Pretty good.
I will not. I'm a carnivore.
All right, T-Rex. Who are we saying hi to this morning, by the way?
We are saying, hello, Howell, our CSX City of the Week. Retro A-Go-Go on Michigan Avenue in Howell. Kristen and Doug, thank you guys so much for rocking out with us. We do appreciate it.
All right, we're out. We'll see you tomorrow.
Always look on the bright side.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.